Thanksgiving Recipes from Elizabeth Warren's Powwow Chow Cookbook by Michael Patrick Leahy on November 22, 2018. Breitbart readers seeking an alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving fare of turkey and pumpkin pie should look no further than the 1984 classic, Powwow Chow, a collection of recipes from families of the five civilized tribes, Cherokees, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole. A book with historical significance well beyond its culinary contributions. It was in this book that Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, first set forth the claim that she has Native American ancestry when she submitted several recipes using the byline Elizabeth Warren Cherokee. Warren's culinary contributions to the Powwow Chow cookbook suffer from the same lack of authenticity as do her claims of Native American ancestry, as Breitbart News first reported in May 2012. The credibility of Massachusetts Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren took another hit today as Boston radio talk show host Howie Carr released evidence that appears to confirm Ms. Warren may have plagiarized at least three of the five recipes she submitted to the 1984 Powwow Chow cookbook edited by her cousin Candy Rossi. Two of the possibly plagiarized recipes, said in the Powwow Chow cookbook to have been passed down through generations of Oklahoma Native American members of the Cherokee tribe, are described in a New York Times News Service story as originating at Le Pavilion, a fabulously expensive French restaurant in Manhattan. The dishes were said to be particular favorites of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor and Cole Porter. The two recipes, cold omelets with crab meat and crab with tomato mayonnaise dressing, appear in an article titled Cold Omelets with Crab Meat, written by Pierre Franey of the New York Times News Service that was published in the August 22, 1979 edition of the Virgin Islands Daily News, a copy of which can be seen here. The Harvard Law School Admissions Committee that recommended Warren's hiring to a tenured faculty position in 1993 did not rely upon her recipes when considering her academic bona fides, but they almost certainly were aware of her subsequent unsubstantiated claims in the annual Association of American Law Schools directory, made from 1986 to 1995, that she was a minority, and her 1989 declaration to the University of Pennsylvania Law School that she was a Native American. As Breitbart News has reported extensively since 2012, there is absolutely no documentary evidence to support Warren's claim that she has Native American ancestry. Senator Warren cannot point to a single Native American ancestor in her family tree. The genetic evidence which Warren set forth recently to support the claim in an October 10, 2018 report from Stanford's Dr. Carlos Bustamante is weak to the point of derision, as Breitbart News reported. The Stanford University researcher who studied Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA, DNA sample did not actually use samples of Native American DNA. The Boston Globe broke the story Monday of Warren's DNA test, which she and the newspaper claimed as proof of her Native American ancestry, after results suggested she may have had a Native American ancestor 6 to 10 generations ago. That means her genome may be between 1/64th to 1/1024% Native American. Buried deep within the Globe story, however, is the admission that the Stanford University researcher who studied her DNA sample did not actually use samples of Native American DNA to determine whether Warren's dubious claims of Cherokee ancestry were true. To make up for the dearth of Native American DNA, Bustamante used samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native American, the Globe reported. At best, therefore, the DNA test results provided to Stanford University researcher Dr. Carlos Bustamante suggested that Warren has between 1.56% and 0.1% of the same DNA as people from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia, but no DNA match directly to Native American tribes in the United States, such as the Cherokee ancestry she claimed. As Breitbart News reported, many Americans can claim such a small level of Native American ancestry, one which is far below even the minimal level required for membership in any Native American tribe, and certainly below the standard required to claim such ancestry on employment and personnel records. 23andMe, a prominent DNA testing company, reported in 2014 that European Americans had genomes that were on average 98.6% European, 0.19% African, and 0.18% Native American, according to the New York Times. Warren's DNA test, even if accurate, would put her genome at somewhere between 0.1% and 1.56% Native American, meaning she could be no more Native American than the average European American, or even less so. Breitbart News has sent numerous email requests for comment to Dr. Bustamante and Senator Warren, but neither has responded. Warren does appear to have one demonstrable heritage upon which she can draw for culinary inspiration, as Breitbart News noted in October. This gives Warren a 1/32nd, or 3.125%, Tennessee militia heritage, at least double the maximum 1.56%. Minimum 0.1%, Native American heritage. Dr. Carlos Bustamante said the evidence in the DNA genotypes purported to come from Warren's DNA sample strongly suggests in his October 10, 2018 report released by Senator Warren on Monday. As far as Breitbart News can determine, Senator Warren's only contributions to the culinary world have come in the form of the recipes she contributed to the 1984 Pow Wow Chow cookbook under the byline Elizabeth Warren Cherokee.